Hello, friends. An update on our special giving opportunity to support the church in Ukraine. By now, you all know that the worst-case scenario for that country has become a reality, especially because we have so many wonderful God-fearing friends there who are committed to bringing the gospel to their region of the world. We are grieving. We very much want you to care and to give and to help them. I spent a long night communicating with these brothers and sisters in Christ. And that includes the amazing kingdom servant Oleg Magdich, who has pastored and provided relief to many of the evangelical churches that were started in eastern Ukraine since the border war began in 2014. I'll be airing more of my interview with him next week, but today I want you to hear an excerpt. These are Oleg's words to your hearts. I hope you'll step up today and help us send him as much support as possible, for the hardest work is just beginning. Please, give your best today.
We're going to go to the very front line to deliver help to our friends that were under heavy shelling in the last couple of days, and one of them was injured. The whole infrastructure was destroyed. We left Kyiv at 9 p.m., driving through the night. We stopped on the way to get some gas in a city called Kharkiv, which is one of the largest cities in eastern Ukraine. I got a message from one of my friends from the States, and he was like, hey, Putin just announced war against Ukraine. As we were coming out, I gathered my team and I was going to tell them. Suddenly, rockets landed. Could see the bright sky, you know. The heavy rocket shelling started about 5 a.m. We decided that we can't go to the front lines because it's super dangerous and we have only one armored vehicle. We decided to turn around and go back to Kyiv to help our families. And as we were turning around, we could hear and would feel the parts of the rockets smashing our armored vehicle. My wife and my youngest son took off with 20 other people. They will try to get to Western Ukraine. They're advancing from all sides, tanks and rockets and planes and helicopters. It's like I'm sleeping, you know, and I want to wake up.